The guys behind the From Corner to Corner podcast are diving deep into Montgomery County High School sports with the Community Trust Bank Coach's Corner. Join us as we talk local high school athletics with your local coaches. Whether you're a student athlete or a screaming fan, this is the place to turn to get the inside scoop before the next big game. And now, it's time for the show with Sean Kuiper, Neil Payne, Adam Muncy, and Wes Crouch.
From the Community Trust Bank Studio on North Maysville. This is the From Corner to Corner Coach's Corner presented by Community Trust Bank.
Your friends in banking.
Equal housing lender.
Member FDIC.
Thanks for joining us live on Facebook and YouTube. Before we get started, let's take a moment to thank our sponsors for making all this happen. Community Trust Bank, Chemsoft, Tutu Sweet Treats, CRC Renovations, Kentucky Realty Group, Jacobs Auto Body, Kelwell Commissary, and Simply Secure, our roadshow sponsors. And Brent Wayhunt's Kentucky Farm Bureau in Frenchburg, the sponsor of our Athlete of the Month in Menifee County. While you're watching, go ahead and hit that like button or subscribe and share this out to your friends. Tonight, joining us is Akeem Scott, Midway University men's basketball coach.
Woo!
Welcome, Coach. Appreciate it.
Better late than never, Coach.
We've left the high school ranks and jumped into the college ranks.
You know.
So, sorry for the delay. We had a little bit of technical difficulty.
No, not us.
But what, I mean, it wouldn't be our show if we didn't have technical difficulty.
We probably don't have sound right now. So, Coach, let's just jump right into the questions. Talk about how long you've been at Midway. Talk about, I think you said before we this year two that you're going into. Talk about year one, you know, what you lost, what you got coming back. Just kind of give us an overview.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, leaving, coming out of Montgomery County, jumping into Midway University, I was hired probably just a couple of weeks right before school started. They had departed with the previous coach. He went, took a job over in Kansas, I think, somewhere. And, you know, being able to take that job, and of course, there's, you know, all the recruits are gone, right? The transfer portal's sewed up, and just coming in and just being able to just come back and get that same group that was previously there. We had, you know, Donnie Miller and Tobias. So we had a really good core group of guys that were there. Just really had to just really try to figure out how to change the pace of the play. You know, they averaged about 60 points, 61 points a game. Of course, I like to run and gun and shoot that three. And so we had to really pick that pace up. But, you know, overall we had 17 total on the roster. I mean, the full roster was about 27 at the time, you know, with our JV program and so forth. But overall, we had everybody that came back. Just like I said, just really good core group. Just had to really try to pick up that pace and move, which we did.
So a little information about Midway.
Yeah.
So you all are a university. You said earlier about 2,000 people.
Yeah, yeah.
At the school total. You all play NAI?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, NAI Division I. You know, we are in the River States Conference. It used to be the former Kentucky Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, the KIAC, with Berea and IU Southeast and those Asbury and all those folks. And then they went over to the River States there. So, yeah, NAI Division I. NAI is now just one division now. So you're in there with the monsters like Georgetown and all those other bigger schools. So.
So you mentioned something a second ago. You talked transfer portal. What's that look like at the NAI?
Oh, man.
NAI?
Well, right now, you know, obviously we have access to some transfer portals. Right now, before I left to come here, there's approximately 5,000 basketball only right now in the transfer portal. So if we think about that, I mean, there's not enough scholarship even for 5,000, you
right.
know,
right.
Students out there. So, yeah, it's the Wild West, to better to describe it. You know, especially when it comes to recruiting. You know, a high school. You know, do you pick a high school kid or do you go get somebody that has some type of experience? And let's not forget the junior college kids who are graduating out of the JUCOs. So, I mean, for coaches, it gives you some options, but at the same time, I think it also creates a huge backlog on folks, you know, just coming through that, you know, that cycle.
So you talk about the transfer portal. To follow up on that, is that 5,000 for all levels? So we talked about Aaron Bradshaw had entered the transfer portal. Right. Like, can a Team Scott head coach of Midway University reach out to Aaron Bradshaw?
Yeah, I could do that. Now, when I say 5,000, I'm talking about Division One, Division Two, okay, and Division Three. That doesn't even count NAI.
Okay.
That doesn't count the junior colleges and the NCCAA and so forth, A and all that.
I mean, we're 10,000 kids probably, or
real
better.
Quick. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Sorry. Real quick, let's go ahead and get some NIL to Midway's way. Aaron Bradshaw.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
We're trying to go.
I mean, get
wide
there.
Open.
Coach, I don't mean to speak for you, right, but I think you could probably find some playing time for him if he wants.
Oh, absolutely. However much time he wants. We play 40 minutes a game, but I guarantee you 45.
He can drop the bus.
Go to overtime on purpose just so he can have that.
Just in case.
Well, you know, we've talked about, you know, NIL and,
right,
and transfer portals a ton on here.
Right.
The dark side of that is the fact that out of 10,000 kids, there's probably going to be 6,000 kids left out in the dark.
That's correct.
Yes. Because they left an opportunity where they may have had a scholarship. And now they're not going to, they might not find a place, to do that.
Right.
So, interesting question on that. Like, when you're approaching some of these kids that are like that, that maybe lost the scholarship or left the scholarship, but you don't have a scholarship, what's that look like in that pitch trying to get them to come to play for you, knowing that you can't give them a scholarship?
Right. Yeah. So, number one thing is, when you're out there recruiting, is obviously knowing the level, right? You know, if you're out there trying to find the next LeBron James or Michael Jordan or whoever, you better come with some dollars and some backing on that. Midway is we have a clear understanding of what we're, the athletes that we're trying to get. We're trying to get guys, in our case, that are four-year guys that want to graduate, that see basketball as a means to get there and not the mean. You know what I mean? So we have a clear understanding of kind of what we're looking for as far as an athlete. Now, the beautiful side is that we also have access to that transfer portal, right? We see a kid who may be a Division One or Division Two, and they decide, hey, I want to take a back seat, and let's see, if Midway is the best fit. And now they have an understanding, maybe basketball is just a means to get me that degree.
So, not to harp on the transfer portal, but it's fascinating. So how much information do you have on these guys that are in the transfer portal? I mean, do you find that kind of information out? Like, hey, I was here at the D1 level. It's just not for me. I want to go someplace smaller. I want to work on getting my degree and play a little basketball if I can.
Yeah. So,
and what's the vetting process?
No. Absolutely. No. And that's, that's something that we have to go through, because even the walk-on at a D1 can get into that transfer portal. They may not be a great fit, from an NAI standpoint. So in that back office, it would have your name. It would have your contact information if you want to be contacted or not. It just has all that contact information there, and it tells you how many hours and so you can kind of see from a betting perspective if number one, are they going to have eligibility? Number two, are they going to be eligible to play?
Right.
And are they going to graduate on time?
Right.
Hours as in available, or hours that they've already earned through their,
I was going to say probably credits,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, credit hours earned through their,
I assume they,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so let's move off transfer portal Midway. Let's talk about you for a second. For some of us that may have lived under a rock, tell us a little bit about your history with basketball.
Yeah, so when I left Kentucky Christian after I played, I graduated in 2008, decided to become an assistant with the school that I graduated from. And in the middle of that year, received a phone call to be able to go try out for a team over in Germany. Went to play in Germany. Then got traded over to a team in Seville, Spain, played there for a year, and then came back to Dominican Republic, played for a little bit there. And then I was like, I'm going to try to make one more push to see if I can go to the NBA, and I went and worked out with the Indianapolis Madness, which was the developmental league for the Indiana Pacers. Of course, everything didn't work out well, so I came back and, you know, there's a great coach here, Lee Wise Pruitt, convinced me to coach. You know, she talked, she said, hey, you know, your dad was a coach here, he coached for over 30 years, and he's done really well. Of course, your uncle was a coach, and you ever thought about coaching? I was like, look, I don't want anything to do with education or none of that. You know, I got my degree, and, you know, I had my degree in biblical studies, and I had a master's in information systems. I just didn't want nothing to do with education. So she brought me to, she's like, come on, just work, you know, these folks out. I got to McNabb Middle School, walked into the gym, and the bell rings, and here they come. And I'm looking, I'm like, hey, Lee, it's all girls. You know, I can't coach girls. You know, like, you know, and, you know, just a long story short there, but, you know, with, I remember Julia Barker and, you know, Hannah Pitts and all these, you know, young ladies that are out there and just really molding them and developing in their game. And, you know, they went on and had a heck of a career as far as the middle school ranks went. Remember winning the freshman regional title, same year winning the JV regional title and going on and making that Sweet 16 run with a 15-15 team. Yeah. And it was just watching them grow, and I fell in love with the X's and O's and the purity of women's basketball when it comes to basketball itself. Yeah. You know, so you know you got to master the X's and O's when you come to women's, you know, basketball for sure.
So you taught X's and O's and come from youth league and middle school.
Yeah.
Fundamentals. How much time do you put into that at the college?
It's everything. You know, people always call and ask me, even today they'll call and ask and say, hey, what do I need to teach my kid, my son, my daughter, teach them how to dribble. We do individual workouts about 45 minutes a day, you know, 4 days a week, and probably 30 minutes of it is just ball handling, you know, circling their head, bounce the ball, passing the ball, like the basic fundamentals. You got to master the basics before you can move forward. Right. You know, if you can't get the ball to point A to point B, you can't score.
Right. You put it, I think, clear there that dribbling is the foundational skill of basketball.
100%. 100%. I don't care how tall you are. If you know, well, my son or daughter, you know, is 6'5 or something, yeah. You still dribble the basketball.
Right.
You still dribble the basketball.
So you touched on something there at the middle school level, gets on my nerves.
Sure.
Completely, because we rely on athleticism more than anything.
Right.
How important is rebounding and boxing out? Because that seems like a lost art.
You can't rebound unless you block out, right? I mean, it's all going back to those fundamentals and those basics. You know, like you can be the most athletic, but if you don't master those basic skills and match that with some hard work, you know, talent, you know, just dry up at the end.
So you you were an assistant at KCU.
Yep.
And you took over the head job, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So when I got to after Montgomery County, we went to the state tournament there 3 years in a row, and I decided to take a step up to Asbury University.
Okay.
Was under Bart Fleener there, who was the head coach at the one time at Lexington Catholic. We were able to make it to the conference championship game, which was the first time in women's basketball history at Asbury. Made it again the second time and decided to take another step up, went to the University of the Cumberlands. You know, we made it to the conference Final Four there. And then my good friend left Glenville to West Virginia State, decided to take that West Virginia Division II job, which, man, I tell you, when you start moving up, it becomes cutthroat at that point. You know, like you better know basketball, you better know the rules, you know, and you better find the athletes that can play. After that first year, we made it. West Virginia State never made the conference tournament. We were able to make it there. When I got there, they actually finished. They actually got an at-large bid this past year, which was pretty cool to watch. Then received a phone call from the president at Kentucky Christian to come back and said, hey, our men's job is open. Would you like to coach that? I was real skeptical, you know, because I've always coached women's basketball. But during that whole time, you know, while I was coaching women's basketball, I was also the men's coach at We All Can Go All-Stars, which was a pretty easy team to coach when you had Marvin Bagley and Tiger Campbell and, and Darius Garland, who were all.
They're definitely decent. They're okay.
So it made it real easy. It made it real easy to transition the administration there at Kentucky Christian. I mean, they were real patient with me and allowed me to really build a program there.
Nice. So, you know, as we look forward into the upcoming year, have you been able to fill your roster out? I mean, are you still looking?
No, we're missing a couple more pieces. You know, I think it sounds pretty good right now. I think we had a verbal commit from 10th region guy, Ray Sean Hampton. We've had some inquiry from Jerome Morton. You know, Hagan Harris, you know, he'll get to play this coming year. I'm sure you guys are familiar with him. And Jalen Sincor, who's coming back, who made second team all conference for us. He was averaging about 18 points a game. Now, we graduated Donnie Miller, who was the all time leading scorer at Midway history with over 2,071 points. And then we just got a commit from another transfer, Ben Underwood. He's 6'10". And then
that name sounds familiar.
Ben Underwood.
Yeah,
he's originally from Ohio, but found himself down in a little NAI school down in Georgia. He's going to try to come back home. Then we landed David Greer from Vermont. He's 7'1", and then we got a kid coming in from Southeastern Illinois, Maurice Williams. He's about 6'11", about 275.
You can't teach 6'11".
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't teach that.
No, so, I mean, we got some good things, and I got this other kid.
That's why he needs three of them. He runs the gummies.
We got Ogun Morrow over the Toye. He's from Nigeria. He's also 6'11", transferred from a Division II school. So he got
double sets of twin towers.
The biggest team in the conference. But, you know, for me, as a coach, I'm also open to transition. We may not be able to play as fast as we have, you know, so you're going to have to be open to doing some other things for sure.
So how much is that, like, just knowing your personnel? How much goes into that, like, from one year to the next?
Oh, man, so NAI has typically always been a guard-oriented, you know, playing platform. But now, you know, from watching my first year, I'm like, man, we're going to have to get bigger. Like, you know, Brescia College down in Western Kentucky was, I mean, their smallest guy on the court at the time was 6'5". And I mean, the thing that we were able to do different was we were able to run those big guys, right? I think we wound up hitting like 16 threes that game. But you know, that you know, if your shots aren't falling, you got to play some type of defense. You got to have some height and you got to have some rebounding. So that's the safe bet if I was a betting guy.
So, you know, when you, I mean, obviously you have an idea of what you're going to play. You, right, but you know, the style.
Yeah.
You won't be able to tell that officially until you see everybody in the gym.
That's correct.
So how quickly are you as a coach able to look at your personnel and be like, we got to scrap this idea. We got to go somewhere else.
Yeah. No, you'll see that almost on day one in open gym. You'll see the guys meshing. They're playing right now. You know, we're in postseason. They've been lifting for the past 3 weeks. They play about twice a week. So I'm able to see, and they're able to implement a lot of stuff that I'm trying to implement. It's just, you know, right now it's timing. You know, we got timing. We got some guys that are coming in that are trying to figure it out. So right now it's just trying to develop that chemistry with the group that we have.
How much are you able to actually coach during the postseason? Right?
Yeah, postseason is just postseason, right? I can come in to walk, you know, if I want to be frustrated, I'll go to an open gym. Right? So I don't stay and watch those much, but you can tell the leadership in the group that are trying to implement some things that so it'd be a smaller learning curve as we get into season. But as far as lifting, training, track running, all that stuff, I'm 100% involved there.
As long as it's not in the gym.
That's correct.
So it sounds like you've got guys at a university in the middle of Central Kentucky.
Right.
You would kind of think, you know, there would be a lot of people that would think, oh, they're just going to really get a lot of guys from Kentucky. And should be easy to be able to do that.
Right.
But you get a lot of guys from all over the place.
Yeah. I try to make our you know, for you know, as because of where I played and how I played, I think it's just a very, college is a very unique way to get all different ethnicities, backgrounds, and everything into a locker room. You know, this is a this is an opportunity for guys or females in that case to be able to gel well in the locker room from different diversities and backgrounds. Now, obviously, the I'm a Kentucky guy. Yeah. You know, I'm a Kentucky guy. I'm a 10th region guy. You know, if I can get them from Kentucky, there's a lot of talent in this backyard.
Yeah.
And we, you know, if we can mine it, let's mine it until the well runs dry.
So I haven't seen anything about Matt Jones on Twitter yet. We want to get this before Matt Jones. Is there any interest in the UK job?
Oh, man, I tell you, I want that job. I mean, that's like on the job of a president, you know? I mean,
you hear it here first on Corner to Corner at King Scott's.
I am officially out.
He says, Mitch Barnhart, you call all you want to.
I ain't answering the phone.
That's right.
So I'm glad you brought that up because we obviously are in the middle of this, you know, Calipari right. stuff that's going yeah. on. And there was stuff that come out today that, you know, Calipari had not talked to Kentucky to tell him that he's possibly, you know, leaving or anything right, like right. that. So you have made some steps throughout your coaching career.
Right.
Obviously, you've made the transition from Kentucky Christian to Midway.
Midway, right.
How does that work? Do you get a phone call from Midway or, you know, so let's just talk about what did Calipari go through in the last 48 hours?
No.
Legally.
Yeah. No, they receive phone calls. I mean, it's just what it is. I mean, it's, you know, at the end of the day, we also all got to understand that, like, college is a business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
even though they don't want it to look that way.
Yeah, it's a business. It's a pure business. You know, the students come there that, you know, fund the school. You know, so at the end of the day, it's a business. And they receive, you know, I'm sure he received a phone call, or he may have called them, you know, or he called certain people, whatever, however the scenario is, there was a phone call that was made.
Well, sure. And you know, and usually you find out that, you know, it's a friend that knows somebody.
That's correct.
It's like, yeah, you know, right. like I have a friend that knows one of your friends and that's I'm going right. to have my friend call your friend and that's be like, right. hey, so would Coach Scott be interested yeah. in this job? And I don't know. I can ask him.
Yeah.
And then, so I think that's kind of how the Calipari thing
that's right.
turned out. But
so, yeah.
breaking news real quick.
Okay.
After Akeem Scott turns it down, Kentucky Sports Radio is now putting on Facebook that Scott Drew is the early favorite.
Right.
And that's who UK's going to target.
Yeah,
I told you him and Mitch are buds.
Right. Yeah, that's what I had picked Scott Drew to be that was what my front runner, I think.
So
no, not
after you turned it down.
Yeah, after I turned it down.
I mean, but definitely the first call.
Yeah.
So coach, let's talk about we've talked a lot about women's basketball. Let's talk about women's basketball sure. right now.
Absolutely.
We think about Caitlin Clark and the things that she's done for women's
Man,
basketball.
She's definitely projected, you know, the women's program to a whole nother level. I think she's a phenomenal player. She's, you know, one of the best that's ever done it or ever did it. And I mean, I think she's going to make she's just going to continue to promote women's basketball. I mean, WNBA is going to be awesome with her presence and you know, everything that she's done. And hopefully that encourages, you know, not just, you know, Iowa and whatever team she winds up landing on, but hopefully the youth of you know, not just Montgomery County, but all youth, anybody interested in women's basketball, just getting more participation out there.
I mean, I have told a lot of people that I feel like the WNBA ought to hitch their wagon to Caitlin Clark, kind of like the NBA did to Michael Jordan.
That's correct.
Like, just hitch it, and like, we're just going to go.
100%, yeah.
She's going to get the calls, and you're going to live with
it. That's right.
right.
That's
right.
We're going.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, you know, and it's nice to see, you know, women's sports finally getting viewership and fans yeah. coming and people talking about it. Like, there might have been more people talking about the women's national championship game than there were about the men's national. Well, mainly it's because John Calipari took all those headlines away from the men's.
Well, and it came across up there a while ago that the national championship game for the women's was the most watched basketball game since 1992.
That was probably Duke, Kentucky. Thanks a lot. That's probably Duke, Kentucky. Was there anything that happened during that game that
no.
was memorable?
Christian Leitner.
Some guy got
shot.
Inbound pass wasn't
Timberlake.
Yeah.
Guarded.
So, what does the rest of your conference look like this year, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, there's some tough. You know, we had two teams decide to go to another conference. One that was up in Point Park was up in Pennsylvania. It was our furthest team that we had to play. They decided to go Division II, so they took a step up. Ohio Christian is now leaving the conference. They're going back to the National Christian College Athletic Association. And then Alice Lloyd will be leaving after this year. They're going back to the NCCAA as well. So what that's done for our conference is we've added another team, IU Columbus, and we've now went into what they call game pods now, where we have like a travel partner, and we play 16 conference games, and you know we can go and find 14 exhibitions. Which, when it comes to exhibitions, we did rank, I think, the number 27th toughest schedule when it came to exhibition. That was through all of college, including the Division I's, because we played the Division I schools.
So you when you say exhibition, you're in Division I people's mind, that's non-conference schedule.
That's correct. Yeah, non-conference schedule. Okay. That's correct. Yeah,
so,
yep.
So what kind of non-conference schedule do you have this year?
Yeah, so right now we're in, well, now that Cal's gone, we
were that's a good time to get Kentucky, right?
Yeah, was in Kentucky. We are talking right now with Louisville. We're hoping to get Bellarmine and Moorhead back on the schedule. We typically try to play those teams. We try to support Kentucky in just basketball in general. So
is that something?
Just raise your hand next time.
Is that something that is a just like in football when they play a Division II team or an
SEC,
is that a moneymaker for you?
That's correct. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So obviously football makes it, you know, they're the kind of the breadwinner for any college athletics, you know. But yeah, that's one of our fundraisers that we kind of do. We go out there and we get what they call guarantee games.
Yeah.
Our biggest guarantee game was obviously at Austin Peay. I think we made like 8,000 off that. So, you know, the players look at it as like, you know, man, we're paying to lose, you know, essentially is what you're, you know, I'm like, you can't think of it like that. You know, this is an opportunity for us to be branded. You know, all of our games are on ESPN, just like everybody else. It goes across the ticker, you know, and so they get really super pumped for those games. But at the same time, it also battle tests us for conference play.
Absolutely.
I don't want to bring up the negative side of the transfer portal, but at a school like Midway, if you're playing a Bellarmine,
that's correct.
Like that's, kids could take that and be like, okay, here's my one shot to level up.
Yeah, and a lot of people think that the transfer portal just pertains to Division I and what you see on TV. Like we go through that. We go through that struggle just like we had our exit meetings earlier. You know, we had guys who were on the fence. They don't know if they're coming back, or guys who are going to transfer and try something else. But I have in the past several years that I've coached, we have lost people to Division I's. You know, so it makes you feel good as a coach because you're getting the right pieces. But at the same time, you're like, dang, like, where am I going to find that one again?
Well, you know, that's kind of like you were talking about these guarantee games. And,
right.
You know, that's the D1 schools. They're like, well, this is a guaranteed win.
That's right.
So do the coaches there use that as kind of like a recruiting thing? Like they see your team, they're like, man, that's a really nice player. He would look really good in Austin Peay.
Yeah. So we had Duran Ligondi, remember Preston. Preston Spradlin's first year up at Moorhead, and Duran had a really great game. He had like 26 points. He was a freshman, as a kid out of Connecticut, 6'8", just, and, you know, and I remember going and you know, receiving an email like, hey, we're interested in him, but, you know, and I'm like, he's not, you know, he's not for sale. but anyways, matter of fact, that following year, he winds up at Delaware State because he knew a friend of a contact and winds up leaving anyway. And you know, we gave him, you know, scholarship money. We gave him whatever he needed to meet his accommodations. And but they had a better deal.
Right.
So just talk on you for a little bit. We got a question here in the comment from Brent Wehunt, one of our sponsors. He wants to know if you can still dunk like at the old days at the city pool.
No. That was all the hair. That was all the afro. It made me look taller.
He also said to let you know that we're lucky to have you here in Montgomery County. You're a wonderful man, just like your father was, and you should be proud of the legacy you're leaving here.
Hey, I appreciate the comments, Brent. I really do.
I'm just glad that people can finally pronounce his name the right way.
You don't let me talk when we do sponsors, so I just got to sit here and listen to the mispronunciation.
So Do you all run for the people that are junior seniors in high school?
Right.
Or even younger than that?
Right.
Does Midway offer a camp, or do you all do any kind of camps or anything like that that would offer them to come into Midway?
Yeah, absolutely.
Look around and you know, be able to take in some instruction from you?
Yeah. We do a lot of unsigned senior kind of showcases. I was able to, you know, with the permission, obviously, with the athletic, you know, director, which is he's probably by far one of the best, you know, to ever do it. He's allowed me to do a lot of different things and really supported me 100%. But what he's also allowed me to do is to have a couple of JV programs that allows kids to still come in and be able to participate in a structured setting where they still get games and they still get treated just like a varsity guy, right? You know, when we think of JV basketball, we think of high school, right? NAI has a ton of JV deals. You know, we go play Oak Hill Academy and Taze Valley and Rome State. So they're playing top level games. Gotcha. and they're going through that motion. But for me, I'm also looking at it as, you know, Coach Scott is going to be a JV player. You know, I'm going to give him a little bit of structure. I'm going to give him a little bit of scholarship money. But at the end, I know the ultimate goal is to get that degree. So be able to help these kids get degrees and be able to use that structure. So, yeah, but to answer your question, we do all sorts of unsigned seniors. We'll do private camps at the local high schools and so forth. Yeah.
Gotcha. Now, how big is your coaching staff?
We have five. We have two paid assistants. And then we have the other two are volunteers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have several GAs as well, so they allowed us with GAs this year.
So my college experience comes from St. Catherine College.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to watch Wade O'Connor and then JT Burton coach for a while.
Yeah.
And I watched them, you know, there is absolutely zero draw to bring a kid to Springfield, Kentucky.
Sure.
So when you're talking to a kid and you're like, hey, you know, I'm head coach at Midway University. And they look and they're like, what's that? Where's that? How do you sell the kid on Midway?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, when I first started, because I, I'm thinking that the program's been there for a while, right? Like, you know, matter of fact, they combined it with St. Catherine College, you know. Yep. And you know, when I first get there, I'm like, you know, they're like, hey, ain't that an all girls school? And so I'm thinking, man, now we gotta rebrand it, right? So one of the things that we did was we became one of the major sponsors for the Kentucky High School Athletic Association state tournament. So we're the main sponsor for all the state tournaments. So being able to, for high schools to see that, and then we can easily make that pitch. But obviously we have, you know, we're located in Central Kentucky. You know, we have probably one of the top, you know, medical degrees that you can get from nursing, business. And for us, I have told every kid who decides that they want to go through our sports program, that we'll pay half of their master's if they decide to stay with us.
Okay.
So it's kind of an incentive for them to keep it going.
Okay.
Yeah, so just that's my short pitch, but, you know, obviously looking at the athlete, you're telling them where they want to play and what positions and so forth.
I mean, because I watch kids come in, you know, JT go get a kid out of Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they would get on campus the first day and be like, where the heck am I at?
Right, yeah.
I mean, because,
well,
there's literally nothing there.
Right, yeah. Like I said, you're 10 minutes, 15 minutes from Lexington. It's easy to go downtown Lexington, drop by Rupp Arena, here's where the Cats play,
right, you know what I mean?
And do those things and then get right back home. And they're like, wow.
So I had forgot that St. Catherine, like Midway took in, that's where they got all their mid sports.
Yeah, yeah.
So Luther Bramlett, longtime coach, great dude.
Yes, awesome dude.
So, I forgot that. Small world.
Yeah, that's where Luther's still up there. He's still running a big dynasty. I know they went back-to-back-to-back. Conference titles.
Yeah.
So he's still doing his thing there.
Like I said, I think when St. Catherine closed and Midway took basically the athletic program, that's when they started their men's sports.
Yeah.
So.
Aaron, you got anything?
West Coach? Oh, West Dillon?
No, I don't. I'm just going to tell Coach, thanks for coming in.
This won't be
the last time we have you in because you know, we want to have you in, you know, obviously, you're in off season. We'd love to have you in if you can during the season. If you want to drop by
pre-season.
Or preseason, or heck, I mean, you know, hey, if Midway will let us, we will absolutely bring our stuff. And
I was going to say, I mean, we haven't asked the big
question.
Yeah.
I mean, can we go live from a game there?
Yeah, I believe so. As long as we, you know, we go through the proper channels and we know that schedule, I think, I don't think it'd be an issue.
Can I be a sideline reporter? That's what I want to know. In the middle of the huddle, like, coach, what do you think is going on here? What do you think about this thing?
That's if I'm not throwing a couple of waters.
You see Neil, like, we know what's going on.
Right. No, yeah.
Sean lied to you. That was not the big question. Yeah. The big question is, where can I get a quarter zip like that? I'm 2X if you want to break it.
Oh, yeah. Now, we plan on getting, like I said, I got hired on pretty late, so now I get to place those orders and, you know, hook some guys up.
I'm a 2X.
There you go. I got you.
He is, he's not ashamed to ask anybody. He took him a long time. It did. I mean, we're almost in an hour at this point.
Yeah, no, it's like usually that's in the first 3 minutes.
So we're gonna get some swag.
we get something down here to put on the wall or something.
Yeah, we'll definitely take some on the wall.
That's only the opening question. I saw you didn't bring any swag in.
This is a college coach. It's more sophisticated.
Well, I'm from right here. You know?
So before I let you go, I know you kind of wrapped up. What's your expectation for this season?
No, that's a great question. Our goal is to continue to raise the bar at Midway from a standpoint, we're going to continue to play fast paced. We're going to try to play fast paced. I'm going to say that. But our ultimate goal is to continue to advance in that conference tournament. You know, we made it to the conference tournament, which hadn't been done, for a while. And so being able to get them to the conference tournament, we lost by 6. So we were in the game.
Yeah.
It's just now just continue to try to make those strides to get closer and closer and just continue to build a great culture there and guys who want to be there and want to win.
Well, and, you know, you what did you say, 2 weeks before the season started?
Yeah.
Or before school started?
Before school started.
So you didn't even get to have your own, like, you didn't.
No.
You took somebody else's work. And molded that. So, I mean, that's pretty awesome.
They went from, like I said, 60 points a game. We were 4th in the conference in scoring. We're averaging about 85, 90 points a game. So doing some different things. It's just, you know, we just needed a few more pieces. Every time we had that piece, the piece would graduate. And I'm like, man, what's going on here?
Yeah.
What's the structure like? So, but it was just hard to keep that flow going.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. All right, guys.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, thank you for coming. Like Wes said, thank you for coming on. This definitely will not be the last time we talk. Yeah. And we will definitely follow up to see if we can't go live from Midway game.
For sure. Yeah. Appreciate it.
I just want a quarter zip.
I'll get you one.
For those of you watching on Facebook, give us just a second. We got a couple more fellas that we're going to do a little switch out here and get an update on them. So just hang tight.
All right. Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Like the 10
years. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime y'all need me, just let me know.
Absolutely.
Good luck on the recruiting trail.
Oh, yeah. I got to find this finalized. What's going on? Doing all right?
Doing good.
Good.
Coach, thank you.
I see you.
And we're back.
No, you haven't been here yet, have you?
No, I've not been here.
We're moving on up.
Yeah. Like the Jeffersons. What?
I said, let me unmute you. Then you
can. They probably heard me.
It's from the truth.
Sean didn't edit it that way.
Yeah.
No.
And we're back!
And we're moving on up, Noah.
Like the Jeffersons.
Exactly like
you the haven't been here before, Noah, have you?
I haven't. Last time I was off, we were in the church.
Church.
Backroom studio.
We have about 19 different backroom studios.
We tried everything. We went in that church.
Except Grant's office. That was the only place.
Couldn't get in there because he always had it locked.
He always had it locked. We tried. Grant, we did try to record in your office. That's a lie. Please don't kick me out there.
Well, joining us now, we've got senior Noah Wallace who plays soccer, and then we've got senior Ethan Overhoser that plays baseball. And the reason we brought these fellows in is because this week's a big week for you guys, right? Both of you this weekend are going to be signing your letter of intent, right, to play at the next level. So we want to kind of get you on for a few minutes and kind of get a little update and see how that all transpired. So
the main reason we want to get you all in is because I'm usually, I have done all of them except for maybe one of the, coming up there and doing the signings live and whatnot.
And we're appreciative of you, by the way.
Thank you. But I don't get to speak to you all because I don't want to just, as soon as you sign the letter of intent, everybody's like, oh, we got refreshments. I don't want to bring the camera right to my phone right up to your face, but like, what do you feel like? How do you feel? And, you know, you're all taking pictures and family's there and like, the heck with that. So from now on, we're going to try to get everybody that signs in here, maybe, right. You know, the Tuesday before they sign. So we'll start with you, Noah. Where are you signing? And what made you pick where you're going?
So I'm signing with Spalding University. They're a D3 school in downtown Louisville. They're about 5 minutes from the campus of U of L. And there are many factors that went into it. I visited several schools, talked with several different coaches, but Spalding's coach, so our high school team, we went to center camp, and Spalding, their coach was always there. So I known who he was before I talked to him, but then I got on Sports Recruits, I made a profile and just emailed a bunch of different coaches, and then I was talking with the Spalding coach, and he said he had seen me at the All-State game and liked what he seen, so he wanted, he was like, let's get you in on a visit. So I went there, and I want to do nursing. I want to study nursing while I'm in college. So they have a really good nursing program. They have like a 95% NCLEX pass rate, which is what you have to take to get your RN. So that was a major factor of it. I like the location of it. It's still a good bit away from home, but if I've ever needed anything, hour and a half drive away. And I really felt like I meshed with the boys on the team. While I was there, not all of the players were there because it was just pickup, but I got to play pickup with some of the guys, and I felt like I really felt like I was part of one of them already. So that's the big things for me.
Have you taken in a Lou City game yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. I played on the field.
But it's a great atmosphere. Yeah. So
I've never.
Make sure you take one of those.
Yeah. I was going to go to the soccer college conferences.
Yeah.
They had it in Louisville this year, but we had our banquet today.
Take it.
Wait.
The NCAA College Cup was in Louisville this year?
Yeah.
I told you this.
I didn't remember that at all.
Marshall and West Virginia were in the final.
Why didn't we go?
No, Marshall didn't make it.
No, you're right.
If Marshall or Indiana made it, I was going to go.
Because I got cousins that have Marshall tickets, and they bought tickets.
Yeah. I've been once, and it was when they were in – they were either in – Raleigh or
I went to Cary. It was in Raleigh.
Okay.
I went there. We were down there in North Carolina for a club tournament, and they had the game. So that was.
I didn't know they had it in Louisville this year. Yeah. So, Spalding's kind of. By all means, go ahead.
I just wanted to raise my hand, Wes, just to see how you would react. So you mentioned making a profile. Is that how recruiting works in the soccer world?
They swipe left and swipe right if they're interested.
It's like a Tinder thing.
So, I mean, can we build a profile of just a make-believe person?
100%.
Get it recruited?
Yep.
I think that'd be hilarious.
No Wallace, good comb over, nice right calf, swipe right.
You may have just come up with
it. I just shortened myself.
You may have just come up with a great app, so let's just get on. Nobody heard that.
Yeah. So anyway, tell us about the profile.
Yeah, so the website's called Sports Recruits, and my dad had told me about it. So basically, you just create your profile, and then in it, you can put all your academic information. So it's kind of like a Facebook profile, but your sports profile. So you put your academic information.
But you can't lie on that because they can find the information out.
Can't lie.
You can lie on Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook, I'm 6'7", 220.
No, I gave myself a few inches, but not 6'7". But yeah, and then you can also like attach your highlight video, and then you can like, you can filter it to search for schools. Like you can do like D3 schools only, D2 schools only, Kentucky schools only. So I just, every school, like there's also a filter. So like for schools that are in need of my position. So I just filtered it to that and emailed basically every, I probably sent 100 emails out to just different schools.
So did you? You said you could filter, but you like kind of know the area of the colleges that were recruiting you, or were you doing D1 and down?
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I reached out to anyone and everyone. I wasn't picky at all. I reached out to all the schools that I knew their name, all the Kentucky schools, and then D1 through NAIA for all schools that needed my position.
Nice. You go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just saying that we kind of built a little bit of a pipeline because Danny Hernandez played at Spalding as a keeper, and he was seen at the All-State soccer game, and sounded like he kind of did, you know, same thing after Breed.
Yeah, he did. He's doing well. He's playing in Rome now. He went to a college in Rome, and he's playing out there now.
That's not shabby. Not too shabby. Playing in Rome.
Winning Rome.
Right.
But Wes, real quick. Sorry, though. Two is not a pipeline.
I mean,
that's true.
But hold up.
We got three. If you count Matthew Rell at baseball.
But three is not a pipeline.
And four. You got
Turpening.
The
volleyball.
I'm going to say four is not a pipeline. We're getting close.
At least it's better than two. Putting out athletes.
How long ago was the Hernandez kid?
He probably was 5 years
before you. Before Sean?
Or did you play? No, your freshman year, Danny was playing.
No.
Oh, he had just graduated.
He just graduated. Yeah, I was an editor.
Okay. See, we had too much of a gap there. Had it been like four people in the last 2-3 years.
So, Sean, are you saying that I'm right?
No.
Sean, are you saying that I'm right?
Darren,
did you hear him say that's right? Okay, thank you.
I heard Sean say me was right.
Thank you.
Ethan, we would ask you why you chose your school, but I already know why.
We know.
Our name's hanging on the wall.
You've already been outed, bro.
I know why you chose our school.
We talked about that when we was at the baseball auction. So
I had some inside intel. Let me know that there's a Bath County number 10. I won't say names. But she wears number 10 at Bath County.
Is she the all-time lead scorer?
All-time lead scorer.
Okay, I thought so.
And she committed to Alice Lee, and all of a sudden Alice Lee became a favorite in somebody else's league.
That shows you how long I haven't been here because I had no earthly idea.
Well, the alternate that was telling us.
This is only the second time you've been here in the last 8 weeks.
You're right about that. I didn't know anything about that.
I won't say any names, but it just so happens to be sitting just over me.
Right there.
You know what? Pass's looks really nice.
Pass's is lovely.
I don't mind the 2-hour drive from out there.
You look and you said, dang, you know what? I think I'm going to go to Pippa Pass's.
Mountains was really good.
I don't even know if they're good. I don't even know if they got a baseball program, but I love this school.
you know that. I know I play baseball, but their academics are really good.
I'm really into their academics right now.
And their work
stuff. And I mean, think about the social life I could have there. There's so much to do. It's Pippa Passes.
If I knew this was coming, I would have been like, they just go to state practice.
But look, he knew it was coming.
He's like, no, I'm good.
He knew this was coming.
So
literally, we roasted about him the whole time we was at the baseball thing.
So, before we start into your recruitment, because we know how that went down, tell us about baseball season so far.
It's no secret. It's been a struggle.
It has. I mean, you got a new coach coming in.
There's other things that are factoring into that.
Yeah.
It's like we're not really in the right mindset right now.
Yeah.
And I mean, that goes for everybody, including myself. You know, at the start of the season, I was, you know, it was probably the worst I've played my whole high school career. I've been starting, you know, heat back up. My average has gotten back almost up to 300. But it's been a struggle for everybody.
Well, I mean, like I said, there's a learning curve. You played tons of games. So, I mean, there's still time to turn that around.
I'm sure there's somebody down the road would say he's batting 1,000. I ain't going to say no names, though.
No. I wouldn't say no names.
No.
All right.
So, baseball,
right?
Why did you pick Alice Lloyd?
You guys are trapping me right now.
Other than baseball.
How did your recruitment go? We had known that from the last time you were here, you had picked out 2-3. You mentioned 2-3-4 colleges. And, you know, obviously, you know, we know what might be, but what baseball wise did it make Alice Lloyd like the pick?
One, I connected with the coaches instantly. I got to meet their head coach, you know, Cornette. He's a really nice guy.
Say Brunette? Oh, sorry.
Cornette.
Cornette.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a really nice guy. Kind of connected immediately. I met their outfield coach too. His name's Coach Loggins. He liked me a lot.
Kenny Loggins?
No, stop. So bad.
I knew that it wasn't. I knew that. I was like, that is so old.
That's so bad.
My goodness.
And we just
We're
lost
sorry
no
about
anything.
That.
They're gone.
Two people in this room even know who Kenny Loggins is.
Right.
Just two? Really?
Hey, two. Let's talk with our athletes.
Right.
Let's get off Kenny Loggins.
Maybe so, wrong.
Tell me about, like, are you going to be able to play as a freshman?
That was mentioned. They did say I would have the opportunity to start as a freshman, which was another thing I really liked. I mean, obviously, I knew wherever I went, there would be a chance. You know, the cycle would be itself. Got to work my way up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to obviously be able to play, have the opportunity right out of the gate, something that makes you more interested. So
what kind of program does Alice Lloyd have?
I looked at their records for about the last five seasons. There's more wins every season. They're stacking up more wins than they had in the previous season.
That's okay.
And they play NAI division
Christian College.
I was going to say, we just learned from
Midway.
That they just went back to the National Christian College Athletic Association.
Yeah, or the next year they're going back.
Next year.
The men are. But like baseball, women's basketball, and all that, that's the conference.
So they're already playing that now.
Yeah.
I got you.
Okay.
Cool. So who else is in your conference? You don't know?
Yeah.
You just know, hey, I'm playing for Alice Lloyd.
A lot of teams.
Bring on
Pippa Passes.
Yeah.
So where, how do you get the Pippa Passes from here? I mean, we know how to get to Louisville from here. How do we get the Pippa Passes?
We went one time for my visit, and
that's all it took. You were sold.
I slept the whole way there, so you'll have to ask
me. So literally, like, it's not. You go around the curve, and then all of a sudden, on the other side of the curve,
it looks like a prison.
There's a school. Like, there's nothing, and then there's a school.
Well, I know.
So, it's a really nice school.
Really nice facility.
So, unfortunately, whenever Dad packs your car and sends you on your way, Dad, I don't know how to get there.
Yeah, be ready for that.
Dad is going to need to follow you.
Yeah, it's
you traveling alone?
Yeah.
So bad. And it's 2 hours and 10 minutes. I just Googled it.
It's not bad. It's really not.
No.
Put on a good podcast. I know one.
No, we don't know of a good podcast.
Well, I was going to say Pat McAfee or Joe Rogan.
I was going to say Pat McAfee is a good one.
Not this.
Hell, I don't know where I'm going. So what do you want to study? We know that Noah wants to be an RN. What does Ethan want to do?
Physical therapy.
And does Pippa Passes, Alice Lloyd have a physical therapy program?
You'll find out when he gets there.
I don't know anything about the school.
He hopes so. He hopes so.
I just know the mountains are beautiful. The sunsets are great.
He forgot to ask that question when he was there before, and he don't know how to get back. So he will find out when he gets there.
Ethan, this was not supposed to be a roast. I'm sorry. It turned into that. And it was
don't
not.
Don't let him apologize. He 100% came in here.
No, I did not. I followed his lead.
He did not know that. Me and Sean,
especially with, I
don't
know
information.
Certain jersey being hung on the wall.
Yeah, it's okay. This is live right now. So probably texting and making fun of me some more later.
Some more?
So she makes fun of him, is what she said.
She does watch the show. We have not got that.
Is she toxic? We don't need you around toxic people.
All right, guys. New subject.
I'll ask both of you all. What did you like about the recruiting process? I mean, there was a lot of colleges that talked to you all.
Girls.
No, girl, singular.
That talked to you all, you know, initially. You know, how many visits did you take? What did you like about the recruiting process?
Yeah, it was really surprising, honestly, because, again, with the class I had in front of me, it was really hard to be able to, you know, carve out a spot in a varsity lineup. I didn't really start playing consistent varsity until, like, the end of my sophomore year. Mm-hmm. So it was surprising that after my junior year, just to see all the interests and, you know, emails from coaches that came in, it was really overwhelming, honestly.
And then so picking out colleges and going to take visits. How many visits did you end up taking?
Five or six.
Gotcha. I mean, I never got to go through that, so, and I don't know if you were, you
did.
It's because you went to graduate high school and went straight to the coal mines at your age. Like, you went to work. You went to the sawmill. Or
the sawmill.
What about you, Noah?
Yeah, well, a big thing for me was Spalding was very personable. Like I said, I emailed hundreds of schools, and so like all of the bigger schools, they're pretty much all automated messages or coaches saying, hey, we like this, come to the camp. But Spalding, the coach was very personable. I felt like he had a genuine interest in me as a person and an athlete. And Spalding, they also, I felt like I was recruited from an academic standpoint as well. So not only the soccer coach was messaging me, but also the academic advisors and stuff. And
right.
The coach, he took lots of steps, like sending Christmas cards, like handwritten letters, like stuff like that. Like, it made me feel like.
Well, and that also is for your parents, too. It's like, oh, this guy really cares about my kid.
Right? Yeah, they felt like that, too. Because Spalding was the first school I visited. And when me and my mom left it, we were like, if I find another school, it'll be hard to be here.
So one of the schools I toured whenever I was on my recruitment tour, it wasn't as extravagant as yours was, but was Lindsey Wilson. And the first day I went, it was a beautiful day outside. It was like, but I couldn't talk to the soccer coach that day. I went back a second time, and it was a dreary, and like I loved it the first time. I went back the second time, it was a dreary day, and I hated it. So like, it also made a difference. The environment that I was like, and I also got to talk to the soccer coach, and he was kind of a jerk. And I was like, I don't want to play that guy. So,
I'll tell you where.
Well, I will. If I can remember his name, I'd call him straight out. So Noah, tell us about, you know, what does playing time look like for you next year?
Yeah, well, talking to the coach, when I visited all the schools, one of my questions I had for the coaches was, what's your need for my position? I play forward or wing or so, an attacking position. He said, that they're definitely looking for one in my position, and from watching my film and watching me play in person, he felt like I could fit that position. So I said, of course, can't guarantee a starting spot because that's not how it works, but very possible as long as I do all the right things.
Okay. Have you been able to do any off-season stuff with them?
No, I haven't. Because with some of the D3 rules, like, they have specific rules.
Right.
Can't do this and that.
So when will you officially go to Spalding?
The start of August is when preseason starts. So the soccer players go about a week before the normal regular students do.
Okay. And what does the conference look like for Spalding?
So Spalding plays in the St. Louis Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, which.
Hey, good job. Let me get that one out.
No, it's a big word. But yeah, there's teams from 5 states. So we travel all across there, play different teams from there, and then when tournament time comes around, all the games are played in St. Louis. So last season, Spalding made it to the semifinals of the tournament, but then they lost 1-0 to a PK, so they were in the game. So they're conference competitors for sure.
So who would be Spalding's big rival, big conference rival?
Well, I don't know about conference.
Okay.
I don't really, the rivals, they play a lot of the other Kentucky schools, too. So, like, there's a fall tournament, by the way, they play, like, Center, Asbury, Transylvania. And those are the big rivalry games. Like, when I was talking to Coach, I asked him, like, I like playing in front of people. I like a fun environment to play. And he said, like, games like that, full stadium packed. So, I think those are the big rivalry games.
It would be a lot different than playing here.
Yeah.
In front of 20 people.
Yeah.
And it's,
but he plays,
do you hear me, Montgomery County?
He plays 20
people.
That's even less.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Just mom that's, and
just
mom,
that's just moms and dads.
Yeah. More competitive.
Yeah.
But yeah, just moms and dads.
So how many schools did you hear back from? You said you sent them all kinds of messages out. How many actually took the time to?
Like, personal messages, probably anywhere from like 10 to 20. But automated ones, a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Most of the personable ones were from smaller schools, so.
Not
at all.
So Ethan sent a couple of the same questions. Do you know Alice Lloyd's big rival? If they have a big rival,
Find out when I get there.
You find out when they get there.
Yeah.
So when do you start school?
I'll go.
I was gonna say, I'll find out when I get there. I'll find out.
When number 10 in there tells me to show up, I'm there.
Jeez, guys.
Hey, real quick, Ethan. I was wrong. Cody finished the story.
I was wrong.
You want to
find out? I didn't think that was going to happen either. I just didn't want to see it happen.
You wanted to continue.
You wanted to acknowledge the tribal chief.
Yes.
1,300 days. It's fine. It's fine. It's time. It's time.
Throw it up, baby. It's okay. We acknowledge it.
I'll do it.
I'm doing it.
Ashley's going to get on you.
No, you just said her name. We
I didn't say a last name. You think she's the only one?
I know.
I didn't even take the risk.
I didn't take a risk. You said her name. Only half of it.
So, when are you signing?
Friday.
Friday at
4:30.
4:30.
Okay, 4:30. A little different because most of them are like
45
or whatnot. Yeah, so, Friday at 4:30.
Yeah.
At the high school.
Yes.
And then you are Sunday.
Sunday at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock at the high school.
Yes, sir.
Food and beverages.
So, hey.
Get them one.
Come out. I mean, they're open to anybody that wants to come.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
So come out. Celebrate a couple of signings from this weekend. We'll definitely be there live streaming it. So if you can't come, hey, pick us up on Facebook and watch it because it's exciting. I mean, you're talking about 1% of people being able to go play a sport in college. So congratulations to you.
Yeah, thank you. Awesome. Hey, by the way, he hadn't said it yet. I will say it for him. He's a 2X if you all want to send him back a shirt.
Oh.
So, yeah, you're going to Spalding. I expect it. Al Sloy. I got a few people that can send me the game.
I've already been able.
We're going to have to put us a clothes rack in here and just let them find everything.
I mean, it won't be long. It won't be full.
Well, so. I'm looking. I've got that shirt in blue. I've got that shirt. I've got Menifee gear. Coach Conner.
He's dropping the ball.
I have Bath County gear.
If he would schedule, above 500 teams, maybe they would be able to get gear.
Maybe they
us.
Can afford
here.
Yeah.
Hey,
you've
got
to
look at the UK job.
Yeah.
So both of you guys headed to the next level. Did you know that we have a From Corner to Corner scholarship available for you guys?
Yes.
Have you applied for it?
Yes. I did not know that.
Okay.
You got a few days.
Get it in April 15th.
Talking to the camera.
Yeah. So. If you're watching, we have a scholarship available for student athletes. Male and female, $500 each, right? Go see Lacey at the high school counselor's office. She'll give you the application. And, we'll be awarding those on awards night. And we look forward to being able to do that this year for the first time. And hopefully that continues to grow, that we can do more than that in the future. But get out there and get applying to it, because there's only 5 people that have applied. So, your level of competition is kind of low right now, so get out there and apply for it. So do that. Athlete of the week. Woo! We're going to give this to Reagan Oney this week. She's played 3 games. She has a 750 batting average, terrible. 8 hits, 5 runs, 3 home runs, and 10 RBI.
That's a terrible week.
Terrible.
That's not even a week. That's 3 games.
That's such a bad week.
I mean,
wasn't it 4 home runs?
So
congratulations, Reagan.
Definitely on that. And then our 2-2 Sweet Treats dog of the week is Kylie Maynard, who pitched a perfect game against Paris last night.
Woo!
So our softball team has been a little bit better than baseball. I know.
That's the lowest thing that's been said on this show.
It might be.
Really?
That's the lowest thing.
I bet Collier would argue with that.
I don't care what he would argue with.
No, they argue really well.
How will Kylie make John make people feel? I was holding out. I don't even know what happened.
I didn't say nothing.
This is professional. All right, and our Reagan Oney homer count is up to eight, right?
No, but I'll tell you what. Sarah Zink and Madison Cox and Taylor Pate are not far behind her. I think Sarah's at 6, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know.
They were time of 5, and then Reagan went on this stupid Bryce Harper-like tear.
Right, yeah. Damn it. So, yeah, so she's at 5 then. Because she did not have any over the weekend that I saw.
Sarah hit a home run last night.
Okay, so she's at 6.
Good
math
there.
Yeah.
The math
there
is mathing.
Math is mathing, right?
We didn't even have to go 5 passes for that one. Right. We figured that one out.
Yep. Didn't even have to take our shoes off.
Take us home, Sean.
There you go. Guys, there you have it for this week's edition of the Community Trust Bank Coaches Corner presented by Front Corner Corner Podcast. If you haven't already, go out and like us on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. Remember to help promote our Coaches Corner show and our Chemsoft Athletes of the Week program, and also in Menifee County, our Brent Lee Hunts Kentucky Farm Bureau Athletes of the Month program. We do what we do for our community and our surrounding communities, our teams, our coaches, our students. They all deserve it. Catch you guys next week.
Stay safe, friends.
Hey everyone, this is Sean with the From Corner to Corner podcast. I'd like to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors. We have Community Trust Bank, who sponsors our studio here on North Maysville. Chemsoft, who is our sponsor of our Athlete of the Week. Tutu Sweet Treats, who sponsors our Dog of the Week. CRC Renovations, Kentucky Realty Group, Jacob's Auto Body, Brett Wehunt's Kentucky Farm Bureau in Frenchburg, sponsor of our Athlete of the Month in Menifee County, and then our newest sponsor, Kelwell Commissary and Simply Secured, who sponsors our From Corner to Corner Road Show. Thank you all for making all of this happen, and we appreciate all of your support. The Moco Four Horsemen would like to thank you for listening to From Corner to Corner. Be sure to go out and follow us on Twitter, on TikTok, on Facebook, Instagram, and even YouTube. Whatever podcast platform that you listen to us on, be sure to go out and give us a 5-star review. Thanks as always, and we look forward to seeing you next week.